Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have first-time guest Karuna Katsuri is here. Kasturi.
You got it.
Did I say? Okay. I always have a thing with names. Mm-hmm. I always get nervous, even if I've been friends with someone for years.
Yeah.
Because, and this is actually, I saw this on an interview with Ariana Grande, Grande, actually. She said, everyone calls her Ariana Grande, and she said in an interview, she called herself Ariana Grande.
Oh, so and I was like, okay.
So I'm always just paranoid that I've been pronouncing someone's name wrong.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I have known you, I guess it's been about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's been, since New York. That's right. Yeah. Seven years.
Yeah. So, okay. So I'll explain how this happened. So you used to be, used to work or be an intern, I'm not exactly sure, at Stand Up New York, correct?
Yeah, yeah, I was there for, I guess, about a year. I was working up there as, like, the marketing section, and
Okay. Oh, sorry, I was like, yeah,
the marketing section. You can't hear me, right? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now I can hear you.
Okay.
So you were working for the marketing section
yeah,
at
they
Stand
had
Up
first
New York?
Hired me. It was like with Benj and Donnie. Just they needed like a marketing assistant, and then eventually it just morphed into ordering the beer and then like doing open mic nights with everybody. So yeah, it wasn't just what it started off as.
Got it. Well, that's where we met, but then it's been years. Like we've been Facebook friends, but we hadn't really talked in forever. And then you reached out because you're thinking about starting your own podcast.
That's right. Yeah.
And you just wanted to kind of like know the ropes a bit. And I was like, well, come on over.
Yeah, I was so, very formal about it. And you're like, just come on over. Yeah.
Yeah. Karuna sent me a very formal message on Facebook. And I mean, I got a kick out of it. Like I was like, oh my God, because you didn't even know if I remembered you.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, I remember you. But I think it's really cool that you are moving forward with the dream. Seriously.
It's horrifying, but it's exciting at the same time. Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Oh, of course. I mean, I saved up and I'm unemployed, so I'm just chasing that dream, I guess. And it's here we are.
Well, I'm proud of you. I'm glad you reached out. Here
Thank
you are.
You. Thank you.
And what is your podcast going to be about?
So I think I'm going to call it The Hunt, and I wanted to mix like variations of comedy, philosophy, psychology, and just talk about different topics. And so I'm still trying to flesh it out in my head and see what it's going to look like, feel like. And that's why I was so freaking thankful that you had responded right back to me. And so it was a good.
Well, how long have you been interested in spirituality, psychology? Like, what's your experience with those things?
Honestly, I would have to say right after I left New York. When I left New York, it wasn't the best feeling. I didn't leave on the best terms of everything. Like, it was a sudden decision. My uncle had passed away, and I went to India, and I thought he was going to be fine, and I came back. And it was sort of like those, like dark nights of the soul. And I didn't know it then, but it started from there. Little events that were like really challenging that made you stop and reflect like, things weren't this bad before and now it's getting increasingly unbearable.
Yeah.
And then you just one day hit rock bottom in whatever form that is for people and you want to come up, but you have all these escapes that you want to avoid the pain about, right? So you just, I don't know, it's now like I feel like I'm a little bit outside of all of that crap, but it's hard to say what began it all, and you sort of just go down this path, or it comes to you really,
Well, it's like it's essentially when you need more, right? When things are going a certain way and it's not bringing you that type of fulfillment, or and fulfillment is an interesting word because sometimes when you're just in so much pain, it's like you can't even get to fulfillment yet. You're just trying to survive,
right,
and get through, like you said, the dark night of the soul. So I think it's that thing where like you're done navigating life in a certain way where it's causing you so much pain and you're like, okay, I can't just keep blaming all these external things.
Right.
How can I go within and heal something and or lots of things so my experience with life changes? And yeah, I think that's where a lot of us hits.
Absolutely. It's even being like conscious of that you have stuff to heal. I started Googling shit, you know, and I was just like, okay, this pain or this emotion or this feeling. And then I'd start eventually writing like what I wanted in the Google search and then ending it with spirituality or spiritual. And then like this whole different world opens up and you don't know if this is the right way to go or not. But you're like, okay, well, maybe they have some insight about the pain I'm going through. And that's where it starts, just trying to find a way to ease the pain.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of where it started for me is when after I had a pretty crazy car accident with Shane in the car years ago.
Okay.
I had been in pain, you know, emotionally and stuff. But the car accident, like when you have a near-death experience in a sense, because when my car was ricocheting across the highway, I had that moment of like, this is not my time to die. I don't want to die. I don't want my son to die. Like it was like that moment. And then afterwards, when you have to go back to living, it's hard to just go back on Facebook and do the things that you were doing.
It's not the same anymore.
It's not the same. And I also started seeing this crazy purple energy, but I took to the internet and was putting in, you know, like different combinations of words of whatever felt right in my soul at the time. And it actually took me to certain alien.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And
and
I was surprised because I think I was putting in like shifts in consciousness or like a change is happening, spirituality, you know, like I was like, what?
Metaphysics.
I had no idea exactly what was going on. And now obviously I'm so vocal about spirituality and my experience with it. But at the time, there's been such a huge shift even in the last 5 or 6 years that it's become quote unquote cooler to talk about this stuff. But at the time I felt like a lunatic, talking about aliens and sacred geometry and this evolution of consciousness.
5D. And
And now, thank God, because a lot of us are waking up for real and we're all connected. More light's coming in. And it's like a lot of us are like, okay, we can't, even as a collective, continue the way that we've been. You see it in politics with everything.
Oh, it's everything's just being, it's being totally challenged.
And Kavanaugh, so he's in.
Yeah, of course. But
did you thought it was going
to
happen?
I didn't want to believe it was going to happen. I was like, you know, that you don't want to say I told you so or anything, but it's like, even the way they were beginning the quote unquote investigation, they had already seemed to make their mind up about, and like even Ford had said. She's like, I know, like when she was talking, I know that there's a chance that, a big chance that I'm going to say it and you're going to just not care. And, you know, it's one thing for whatever the reasons they wanted him on, you know, maybe to pass that law about, was it about abortion or Planned Parenthood or something? They wanted him on there to pass this law, from my understanding. However, they could have picked another person who didn't have a background or a
sexual assault history.
Yeah.
It's so hard because we get emotionally invested in these things, and then when it's the same thing with Trump and the election, it's like when it happens, you're like stunned for a second, and then you go into this like survival where you have to accept this horror in a sense, because you know, the Me Too movement's huge. It's been changing things. We have come a long way, even in a year, with this thing. But it just kind of shows you, like, this woman spoke up. She was brave. I think those of us who really felt into it knew she was telling the truth.
Right.
And yet, the predator still got that position.
Yep.
And it's so traumatizing. It's like we're all collectively reliving traumas.
It's a repeat of history. Absolutely.
It's like, oh, so the guy who did that, he's still getting to live his normal life. And yes, it was years and years ago. And a lot of people were like, why didn't she come out with it this long ago? because a lot of us who suffer those things, we compartmentalize it and try to keep going. And Lady Gaga said this beautifully. Did you see her interview?
I didn't see her interview, but I know some of her.
She's always been a big proponent of speaking out about sexual abuse. But she just said she spoke beautifully on the Colbert Show on her interview. She was just really talking about what happens when you have a trauma and how you store it and why it took her so long to come out, because it was enough is enough kind of a situation. It's like, okay, I can't let this dude now be on the Supreme Court, but then, you know, here he is. But I still don't think her sharing that story was for naught, if that's even how the phrase goes. I think it's still a deeply, her expressing it deeply, deeply affected me and also triggered me. I had a day that was so rough that I didn't expect. So I think no matter what, it's beautiful that she came out and that so many people are coming out with their stories of abuse.
Yeah. And I think you hit a really good point. I think it was on John Oliver where it was just like right after Trump got elected. And it was when we were still like fresh to the idea of him just being fucking ridiculous with his tweets and just, you know, we're not used to this sort of presidential path. And he would always say, take a fucking sticky note if you have to. Can I curse?
Yes. Absolutely.
So he's like, take a sticky note if you have to and write, this is not normal, and put it on your mirror every day. Yeah. Just as you, because it's so easy to fall back into those patterns of like, we did it in the past, but this is the point. This is all. I mean, same with going back into spirituality. Wounds keep coming up until they need to be solved, right? So history will constantly repeat itself until it's looked at, dealt with, and healed. And I politically, what stage this country's in right now, there's like some serious wounds, and like,
I know. On all ends, too, because I try my best. It's clear that I'm liberal, obviously. Yes. I have fairies all over my curtains. Oh. not that you can't be conservative, but you know what I mean. I'm pretty out there.
The first thing I noticed when I walked in.
Yeah. I've got my huge Mother Earth mural. I'm very hippie. But, like, I try my best because, you know, I'm in a school for non-dual Kabbalistic healing, and non-duality is a huge part in it. It's the yin-yang. It's the looking at both sides and not trying to just be like, this is the right thing. That's the wrong thing. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, let me look at right now with the Dr. Ford case, like how could someone on the quote unquote other side be feeling? And I'm like, okay, they're terrified of someone accusing them of something they didn't do, or they're thinking, oh, isn't this suspicious? Liberals just trying to take us down again. So like these wounds aren't just about assault. It's about accusations and not being listened to, not being believed. And this is a wound that I think is only going to heal as we slowly start to be able to receive the other side's quote unquote other side's story. And it's going to take time to get there.
Absolutely.
But, you know, and even for me, because like I can say this, but then if someone who is in the KKK is trying to tell me their side of the story, it would be very hard to listen. You know what I mean? So there are limits, obviously.
Absolutely.
But I'll take it to a simpler thing. Someone who voted for Trump, right? Listening as best I could to their reasons, which is still very tough for me.
Absolutely.
But trying.
But that's the only way to, because, you know, the way I thought, for me, when Hillary didn't win, I went to bed. I didn't even see the end of the election. I was like, it's...
Me too.
Why would it be Trump?
It was like a depression sleep. Yeah. It was like the blanket over hibernation, goodbye world.
And then this, and when you wake up, it was absolutely... It just shakes you to the very core, because that's when your beliefs start changing and crumbling, or like, I don't know how to say it, but it's like same with the path, like the spiritual path. You have to get any sort of like a realization or enlightenment or anything like that. You have to understand the other side, you know, because the same passion we have, the same belief that we had that, you know, Hillary's gonna fucking win, you know, it's not gonna be Trump Nation. There is another side that believes it so much, and the way we think, you know, how could how could Hillary not win? They're thinking, how could Hillary win?
Yeah.
You know, and I, there's a deep truth on both sides.
Yeah.
And the only way to ever come to some sort of common ground, it's like, you got to cross over and try and hear it out. You got to learn. At the same time, how do you keep yourself sane when you know or so strongly believe
yeah.
that something isn't right?
Yeah. And something obviously isn't right just for the divide to exist in the way that it mm-hmm. does. And for there to be so much anger and hate, it is pointing to the wound, which was your point. It's like, you know, until we really look within ourselves at what's going on, because we're repeating patterns individually. I'll speak for myself. I mean, I've been repeating a pattern since I was 5 or 6, sure, you know, yeah. and it's not quote unquote my fault. These are yeah. our historical wounds that have been passed on for generation to generation. But at some point, and I've had so much trouble with this, I've talked about this before. I did the blame thing, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's been really tough going back to myself and being like, okay, like, let's really as kindly and as compassionately as possible look at what you're doing and why you're recreating this and what are you getting out of this, yeah. even though it hurts so bad, what, you know, what's happening. And I'm not saying I've solved the puzzle or figured right. it all out, but, you know, I've been celibate for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I've purposely taken a step back,
yeah.
From dating. When I say purposely, it's not that I wouldn't date. It's that I have stopped trying. I don't date in the sense of filling the void dating. A lot right. of people, they're dating from that place. Yeah. And I was too. Sure. It's not to it's condemn
anything. It's lonely to go to bed alone. Yeah, right. Yeah, I get it.
But after years and years of doing that, I hit a point where I was like, it doesn't ever fix. Like, I'm looking for the kind of spiritually connected love that, not that anything is forever because death exists, but it's a different kind of feeling. You don't wake up feeling gutted or insecure or, you know, like it's a, I'm looking for a different kind of thing that just feels good in your entire system. It doesn't feel like your soul's getting sucked out.
Yeah, you're know? Aligning with whatever needs to be aligned with.
Yes, right. exactly. And until a situation, and this is on me, it's not even to be like, until a dude who can handle all that, you know, because I feel like girls do that and dudes
sure,
too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it's like, you know, it's not anti-man at all, because this helps out both quote unquote sides, whatever right. that means. But for me, it was like, until I know my worth and I really feel that someone has earned my love and vice versa, I don't want to enter that space again. It's not worth it. Right. You feel not alone for an hour, a day, whatever, but then it just goes. Like, I'm like, let me for once set my standards for myself, and not settle for anything less than that passionate, wild, and love thing, but in a way that feels safe on both ends. Yeah. And I have been wildly, madly in love before, but I didn't yet trust myself.
Sure.
And that, in a sense, sabotaged the whole thing. I'm not even putting it on anyone else. It wasn't like I should have set my standards higher. I knew on a deep level I wasn't ready to enter that space, and yet I wasn't able to say no to that particular thing, because love is love and it's grand. But I've taken a step back just to be like, you know what, let me try to change this pattern. And that way, when I do enter that space again, it's hopefully going to be healthy on both ends.
It's a different, it'll, a new, not that you're unhealthy, but like a healthier pattern will emerge. And it's also in the process of making your own mind your friend,
yeah.
which we have how many escapes to stop that from happening. You know, we have
exactly.
other things that think for us and feel for us and all these other daily mind traps. You know, and it's amazing when you stop one pattern that you've identified a pattern, and then you're willing to make that step towards it. It's you're seeing
yeah.
a different side, and it's a lot just getting emotionally attuned to that, getting aligned to that. It throws everything out, and then eventually that day starts where things settle and the pain isn't terrible to sit with, and all of a sudden that pain turns into lessons, and those lessons turn into good.
Yes.
And yeah, props to you.
Thank you. And I think like a lot of changing patterns and those little mind traps you're talking about, the mind traps can be so hidden. And this is what I mean by that. It's like, because it's your relationship to everything, right? So some people approach it where it's like, drinking is bad, do not drink. And that is a very tight relationship to something, which mm-hmm. I think will show up in another way. Mm-hmm. For me, and I'm only using drinking as an example, it could be with sex, it could be
food,
eating, anything, right. Gambling, yeah. whatever, right?
Sure.
Because everything is your relationship to it. So, and some people have like addictions to things you could never imagine. So what I'll use drinking, because it's a pretty basic sure. example that a lot of people struggle with. I don't think the mind trick is saying, oh, so get rid of alcohol completely. For some people, they need to do that. For some people who really have a huge drinking problem, of course. But I think sometimes the mind trap is not beating yourself up. So I'll take it to eating now. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when it comes even to like super, super strict diets, mm-hmm. that almost always backfires. It boomerangs.
Oh, right.
Because that energy of like, get it out of here, get it away. When you have a moment of quote unquote weakness, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even call it weakness, it all comes rushing back, and that's when you binge. And yeah. So my approach to things like that, whether it's weed, sex, whatever, mm-hmm. yeah. it's trying to not, even though I am celibate, it's mm-hmm. more of like, don't beat yourself up when you do something that I don't perceive as the strongest right. decision. It's like a real, it's kind of bringing in mercy, mm-hmm. to be honest, or hesed in my school,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Sphero. It's this like unconditional love and flow. And I've had to learn how to really bring that in. So like when I do go to do something that might or may not be an escape or whatever, mm-hmm. it's like, well, I'm allowed to, you know, right, I don't have right. to be this perfect monk kind of thing. And I think that's also
such an illusion, right? It's yeah.
Well, that was my trap, is like beating myself up and calling it perfection or righteousness. And it was coming on to all my romantic partners, is just yeah. and I try not to beat myself up over that either, right?
Yeah, but you can see like, how it manifests into yeah. so many different aspects of life. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
now, as you can see where I'm living, I've surrendered a lot. I yeah. try to be just a lot more I would say just having more faith in the universe and trusting I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. Mm-hmm. Ram Dass, you know, the Be yeah, Here Now yes, book. It's yes. like that phrase has been with me since the beginning of my awakening, is just like, let me be in this moment. Yeah. And it can be really, really hard, right? Because we get locked in, oh, I can't wait till this and this happens.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
yeah.
But I've been trying my best to just come back to this moment and appreciating and feeling it as best yeah. I can.
And eventually it becomes good. It feels good. Yeah. There's always the things that just when things are settling down, you feel it. And all of a sudden, bam, you get hit by something and, you know, it rolls your mind out of just completely into a spiral. But it's, you fall down 7 times, you get up the 8th, you know? It's,
yeah.
And that's what it is. But eventually the patterns and all of it just becomes less and less and less. And then there's this.
Yeah.
It's also like the way you think of like your 20s. It's just like up and down. And then all of a sudden, like in your 30s, it's like, and then 40s is a little. And it's
well,
just,
it depends, because there are some people who try to have a really stable life. Mm-hmm. Like some people in their 20s get married really, really
yeah,
young.
Yeah.
Right. And then like, so, and this is not everyone, but mm-hmm. some people like get divorced in their 30s, late 30s,
yeah,
early 40s.
Yeah, right,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
they kind of have their like I'm fair rocking enough. It. I'm, yeah. I'm living life in a way that I haven't been able to. So it's like, and sometimes I have a client where they think that they're being messy, mm-hmm. but I'm like, no, you're being free. Because like if they were stuck in something and then they got out of it, they're like, oh my God, look, I'm a mess. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is the most free I've ever seen you, little bird, you know, spread your wings.
Fly. Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
why it's like everyone's relationship to things. Cause once again, a person could feel like they're being the messiest they've ever been. And I'm so emotional, I can't stop crying or this. Yeah. And it's like, no, these are emotions trying to come out of you.
Right.
And I can I'm in my early 20s, I thought I was so perfect and stable. Mm-hmm. I was like engaged at like 24 mm-hmm. to a great dude. And mm-hmm. like, meanwhile, the in love feelings had completely sizzled out. Like, but I still had protected myself in this, like, oh, look, everything's going well. And then when that fell through, yeah, it looked like I was messier. Mm-hmm. But it's because all that mess that I had kind of like stuffed in.
It's coming back up.
Yeah, the glass menagerie shattered.
Yeah.
And I, you know, my shatterings definitely aren't as big as they were. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
But I've definitely learned. I've been crying. So are you going to see A Star Is Born? Have you been watching any of the trailers for the Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper?
No, no, I haven't seen it. No.
Okay,
no.
Let me just gush over this Please. Real quick. Okay, so I don't know if you've ever listened to my podcast, but I'm obsessed with Twin Flames.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
the one I listen to.
Yeah. So, and the concept to me is, because some people might hear me say it and be like, okay, romance, blah, blah, blah. No, romance is life-shaking, altering. It's deeply, deeply spiritual, because that love, that thing that we all yearn for is so palpable for all of us, but so many of us try to shut it down because we've been hurt or we don't want to seem silly or whatever. So like reopening to that place is frightening, right? It's so scary. So the twin flame thing is about allowing yourself. Do you hear that noise?
I do.
Oh, was that Shane? Shane, can you turn that down a little bit? I can hear it. Just a little. Thank you. I thought I was going crazy. I was like, I swear to God, I hear.
I thought,
like,
it was out there. And then
yeah, that's.
Got
I was
quiet.
Like, is it out there? Is it my phone on? Anyway. So what's completely to me mind blowing about twin flames? It's like reopening to, like, what if there was the one out there?
Right.
And at first, it's terrifying because you're like,
Jesus, how the fuck am I gonna find, right? Yeah. And then
because it's a real surrendering to God and goddess and all of it, because that's why everyone's like, oh, there are many fish in the sea. Well, that's not that romantic that, you know what I mean? Like, but we've all bought into that, especially right, like with course. Our first or second or third heartbreaks. Sure. It's like, okay, yeah. And it doesn't mean you can't go out there and explore other fish, but like the twin flame thing, if you really take that in, it's deeply, deeply, insanely romantic in a way that most people do not want to, quote unquote, buy into.
Right.
'Cause it can be terrifying to think that way as well. You're putting your heart on the line in a way that most people don't want to. So where I'm going with that is that I'm going to post this tomorrow on my Twin Flame Tuesday, but Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are twin flames. It's the last 2-3 days. I've been watching like their interviews for the movie together. It is their chemistry and their love for each other. Like it's a feeling. It's something that goes through your body just watching them. It's a fire. I cry almost every interview I watch of them together.
Wow,
she cries a lot too. You can tell it's going to be harder to describe, but like Lady Gaga. And I know this from watching one of her documentaries. She has a physical issue. I forget what she's battling, but she's in a lot of pain a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she pushes herself. And then she has a lot of days where she can barely move.
Oh, man. Okay.
And I've always been a fan of Lady Gaga. I went to one of her concerts by myself years ago. Yeah. Just like, I was like, I love her. Like, I just, I'm one of her monsters, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I remember when she was performing, she said something where she's like, don't let anyone tell you not to follow your dreams or that you're delusional. She goes, I'm the most delusional bitch out there and look at me right now. And I was like, oh my God, I love you, Lady Gaga.
I know, it's just like, oh.
And she spoke to me and I was like, I'm going to keep going. I think I had just started comedy. So I already love her, but she carries a lot of physical pain, but doesn't really talk about it too much. Like she's a warrior. She's just a beautiful person. She fights for LGBTQ rights. Like she's all about being who you are. And then here you've got Bradley Cooper, this beautiful, deep soul who's like this hunk, but like, you know, he has depth because you see it on the screen. But this was his first time directing and he like sought out Lady Gaga himself.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. He like saw her perform and it like spoke deep to him and he like went to her house 2 days later. And the way they talk about their chemistry and meeting each other and believing each other. And they say things like, no one knows me better than him. And they're both with other partners, which what happens because it's hard for people to be single and to hold out until they meet the one. So I don't know how it's going to all play out, because sure. I think she's engaged and he, I think, has like a wife and a kid.
Since when? Oh, I know.
I know. I didn't even know. Because when I saw them together, I was like, when I saw them interviewing together, I was like, they better get married tomorrow. Wow. Like I was, they're making me like believe in love.
You can just,
I sob watching their interview. Yeah. I watch the trailer over and over and I'm crying. Yeah. Their music video together, Shallow, is like, it's real chemistry. It's real love. It's depth that you cannot fake. And there's so many couples out there where you can pose in a picture a certain way and it looks cute and you can get all the likes, but like, there's another quality that you can't, once again, you can't fake it. It's that thing. And they have it. And who knows if they'll open up into it. Like I said, they have other partners right now. And
it goes beyond their own consciousness, our own consciousness. It's like something that, you know, we don't like to think that life is determined or the stars are. But when you see that, what you can't. Not
destiny.
Think, right. You can't not think we're not in control of our destiny, but then things like that happen and you're like, shit.
It's I'm gonna have to show you once we're done, like some of their interviews. It literally it blows me away watching the two of them together. And I've always been a huge fan of hers and a really big fan of his, but together. And he always wanted to be a musician and didn't have really the guts to bring out his inner musician. And you know, working with Lady Gaga, she's like, I saw him as a musician right away. The first time I heard him sing, it stopped me dead in my tracks. And then he's like, she had given up her dream of being like a for real actress and went into singing. And then he brought her dream out.
See, the compliments.
It's like, can't. And like, and you'll see the comments under like their YouTube interviews. People are just like, are you kidding me? Like they're soulmates. You know what I mean? So it's not just me seeing it and feeling it. But then you know, you do have to feel into, well, they have partners. It's not about, because I can be a little insensitive, sure, like, yeah, well, just go be together.
Because when it clearly meant to, right, yeah.
Because when it like comes to true real love, I'm like, I get obligations and we get stuck in things. I get it. It's so hard. What are you going to just look at Bradley Cooper with his wife and his one-year-old and just be like, I'm out. Yeah. Like, so I get it. But at the end of the day, you have to follow your heart, I think. That's, to me, the path of the true spiritual warrior, and which is why I think twin flames are such a huge part of it. Is like, you can go and be a monk in Tibet, but cool. Yeah. But like, come on. You know, find your twin flame. Let the fires like really, really burn. And twin flames are not replaceable. That's like the big thing.
That's right. That's your... Well... Yes. Did you ever hear of like the original, like the Plato story of how, so it was actually a story written by Plato, and it was talking about, and I don't know if I'm going to be saying it like all accurately. It's just going to be bits and pieces that I remember, but that originally humans were created with two faces, two hearts, like a male and female anatomy, like legs, arm, double of everything, and they were all joined right there.
Wow.
Right down the middle. And I think Zeus was really upset that, you know, these people don't need anything else. They can reproduce, they require nothing else, and they are standing upright like gods. Are you fucking kidding me? He takes his bowl of lightning and cuts them down the center, creating complete chaos, and people are split from their from themselves, and they're running around the world trying to find their their other
half
whole. Their other half,
even though we are whole on
that's
our
that, and
own.
That's the thing I don't know how to talk about, because the concept of the twin flames is that you are actually whole, and you're looking for the other. It's like, how do you say it? It's like you're one together, but you're one on your own. So like,
it's so hard, right? Because it's a hard message. And thank you for, first of all, I love that. I hadn't heard that, but it is that thing. It's like part of the journey of being here is finding your, it's the ultimate self-love, because it's finding your actual mirror image in this earth plane, which is why it's so hard. Because if you don't actually deeply love yourself yet, when you meet your mirror image, it's going to be so tumultuous, because you're meeting yourself in a deep way. And
we're not all ready for that. We have so many.
Most of us are not.
Yeah. All the guards that we have up the walls. And it's like you have to battle through that. And that's also the point. Like, you meet your twin flame, and then suddenly all this bullshit comes up and then you're like, this can't work, but I can't deny the feelings. Oh my gosh. And then it's like this back and forth.
Well, the part of the thing that comes up is that replaceable thing in the sense of you're like, I don't need this bullshit. You know, like yeah. when it gets so hard, you're just like, fuck this. And you get this fantasy of like, it could be so much easier instead of like, you know, actually going within and, but sometimes you hit your limit and you do need space yeah. just to like heal. Like right. I don't regret anything on my path because the space I've taken in general, like I said, with the celibacy and all of it, it's been to get to know myself more. And so I can't do my blame bullshit. You know what I mean? It's like, cause I but still try.
So convenient.
And yeah, I'm like, honey, you are single. There is no one to look at. Like you got to figure this out. And honestly, the more you just love yourself and bring in forgiveness, the more you're able to forgive really, I don't want to say anyone, but that's kind of the goal in a sense. And that, and forgiveness doesn't mean you become this like pancake of a human. Right. That's just like, blah, whatever. I have no opinions. Like I'm very fiery. I allow for my anger and all yeah. that shit. But like, it's by allowing it and channeling it that you can be a forgiving, kind person. And, but until, and I'm not there yet, I'm trying to, but the more I heal and forgive myself, the more, when I come across my mirror image, it's less painful. Right. But it is a very jarring concept. And I feel like women have kind of taken it on quicker than men. Men have, and it's not to diss on men. I think men have this almost obligation that's healing in society to look tougher and not have that vulnerability or that weakness. And I think a lot of them have been shamed for being so vulnerable and sensitive at a young age.
We raise them to be, you know, we don't raise them equal.
Yeah, and it's like, it's okay. We're all these vulnerable, you know, romantic people. I'll tell you. So I also watched The Greatest Showman. Have you seen that?
Oh, no, I have not seen it yet.
So I just saw, for any of you who have HBO, it's free on HBO. Okay. And oh my God. So I'll tell you Twin Flames on there. I hope I don't. Okay. So it's Zac Efron, who I guess I've always been a fan of, but didn't like, this movie made me a huge fan.
Really?
So okay, talented. Okay. His singing, his dancing, his acting. Incredible. And then I hope I say her name right. Zendaya. Mm. She's a singer, actress. Incredible. Them in the movie. I was like, oh, they're twin flames. And I watched their interviews together. He's actually way more forthcoming in a sense about his emotion towards her. And she, you can tell, I don't know if she has a boyfriend, whatever, yeah, but yeah, she's yeah. very guarded.
Oh, okay.
And you can see that. And like, so, but the Bradley Cooper thing, the Lady Gaga twin flame makes me so, it makes me so happy because Lady Gaga she's been trying to find her love for a long, long time. And she's so sensitive and often, I think, misunderstood in a sense because she seems so tough, but she's just this artist. And I'm like, oh my God, if her and Bradley Cooper did somehow get together, I would be, it would turn me into like a screaming fan. Do you know what I mean? Like I already am, but like if I saw them together, I would literally be five. Like I'd be like, ah, like I would just yeah. die. Like I would just be so into it. But then watching them just sing together, even as their characters.
I got to see this. All
dude,
right.
I'll yeah. show you after. It. I'm seeing the movie tomorrow because if you get AMC Stubs, if you get a Stubs yeah, membership yeah. for free, it's $5 on Tuesdays. So, okay. So tomorrow, $5 Tuesday movie. I'm going by myself. I will be probably crying from start to finish the way I like it. With some giggle. I'm just going to... I did that like right after my divorce. I went to see Twilight alone in the movie theater.
Oh, man. That did a number.
Just sobbing. Yeah. Of course. So I don't mind it. But sometimes you just need an alone crying experience.
I actually don't like going to the movies with anybody.
Really?
That is like the one thing. I think some guy asked me out on a date. He's like, you want to go to the movies? I was like, I really don't. I just
first date movies is insane.
I just there's something about going and it's an escape. It's totally an escape, but to go into the movies, it's such a healing process too because I'm like in it with them. And when yeah. people ask me to, it's like so embarrassing because people are like, "Let's watch this movie." I have to really fucking think about it because I'm like, I'm gonna get so emotionally involved. The emotions are gonna stick with me. Not like when you're done watching the movie, you're gonna leave. And you're going to leave the movie there.
Yeah.
I'm going to take those emotions. I'm going to all of them with me for the next goddamn week, you know?
And if you like are sobbing next to a person you don't know that well, it's really, you feel so self-conscious. Like if it hits me, I'm the same way. Like I'm like,
ooh. Just let me get it out. Yeah.
First date movie. You know, first date is like you go for tea or dinner and you talk, you know, like it's, you want to talk like in a right. movie, you're not even talking. You're just right. next to each other. And that would just be, I love seeing movies with someone, I really love, whether it's romantic or not, sure. like, you know, enjoying, yeah, but yeah. but I have to be pretty comfortable around them because right. I am a crier. Because yeah,
the emotion, movies, what do? They move you, you know, it comes out. So,
you know, I never associated the word movie with move. I love that, actually. I was like, oh, movies do move you.
They do. Emotion. Yeah.
That's what they're meant to do. And this, I'm going to have to talk about Bradley and the Gaga. That's what, and they say it, but they still say it as like actors and director. Mm. It's like, we want this movie to move you. And I just want to like yell at both of them. Like, yeah, it does, because you're twin flames. You're both so fucking talented. She brought out his inner musician. He brought out her like inner actress. I'm like, you guys moved us because it was a love story, but it was real because of their chemistry. And you feel, and just, I need you to see the way that they just talk about each other in interviews. I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, swoon, swoon, swoon. And you can't make that shit up. You know who doesn't make me swoon? Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake. Okay. Sorry. And I'm not even against Jessica Biel, but he's supposed to be with Britney Spears. Like, why are we doing this, everyone? Why are we doing this?
I know what you mean. I think I was like in fifth grade when the Hit Me Baby One More Time came out.
My loneliness is killing me.
Exactly. And
she's amazing. I love Britney.
And like then he started coming out and they have this like past and like, I don't know if they're meant to be together.
Justin and Britney are meant to be. No. Like, you're like, I don't know. I'm like, I do. You can't, when they dated, it was like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? It was like an easy, like, yeah, Justin and Britney, of course they're together. Yeah. And then when they broke up, it fucking scarred me.
Well, what, I don't actually know what, all I think I remember hearing is that they had like some like real dance off at like a bar or something.
I'll tell you what happened. Do tell. Okay. I'll tell you. So, well, first of all, obviously it's going to be tumultuous. It's two crazy young stars that are just talented beyond belief. And I think, once again, when you're not fully steeped in the twin flame thing, you can start to think, especially with that kind of fame and money, like when any kind of bullshit comes up in a relationship, it's easy. And when you're in that place to be like, oh, well, I could just get someone else. Like this could be easier. And I think Britney actually started doing that more than Justin. I think, because everyone kisses their asses, right? Yeah, yeah, so like you start to live in that world of like,
yeah, kiss my ass. Yeah, exactly.
But like your actual twin flame's not going to kiss your ass in that way. They're going to love the shit out of you, but like they're not going to just yes you up all the time, which is part of what we hate. Like just yes me up. And I think Britney, like she had this dance choreographer, Wade. I'm like, I don't even know. Wade Johnson, I think it was his name. And I believe she cheated on Justin with him, but I don't think it was that simple. I think there was like a lot of manipulation involved in there. Like, I think Wade was like, he was friends with Justin, but like really like hitting on Britney in like a shady ass way. And she like gave into it, which sucks. Yeah. But then like, I think Justin completely blamed Britney instead of really hearing her side of the story. Which I've been guilty of too, like of blame without really being able to understand, but it became that ugly breakup where he did the song Cry Me a River completely about her, which at the time I was like, yeah, because at that time I was like, fuck cheaters. Like I had a really dualistic view on cheating up until I'd say even recently, cause we're all playing a role in that thing. But, yeah, so they broke up and I think she just, like, because she like cried on the Diane Sawyer interview, like she was like really, because I think she like was actually madly in love with Justin, but then she was an idiot. We're all idiots. And and Justin was just so hard on her actually about the whole thing.
What was I gonna say? He,
I love that we're taught, I love that it's like years later it's still relevant, everyone. I don't care what
deny,
the fuck,
like he, I mean, I believe it was about her too, but I felt like he completely denies, like, it's not about her. It's not, but it's like,
he got a Britney lookalike in the video. You know, and I get it, he was hurt, but he totally took her down, and then she kind of responded, but she like had like, I think she got like married twice, like one got annulled immediately.
Oh yeah, Kevin something.
No, that was the dude that didn't get annulled right away. She like married this dude in Vegas, like immediately she was drunk, he was drunk, and they annulled it or something. But then, yeah, she married Kevin Federline.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Kevin, you know, Federline. And that was like a definite, it was like a druggy marriage in a sense. I'm not saying they were doing drugs, but mm-hmm. it was like that feeling of like, yeah, we're just gonna fucking do this. Fuck society. Fuck what people think. Once again, been there, done that well. Yeah. And then, well, I think obviously we saw her quote unquote meltdown. Fuck that word. But like, you know, the paparazzi following her.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying
shave
to
shave the head.
Right.
Picked up the umbrella. Yeah. And it was so easy for all of us back then. I feel like back then we were not as open to discussing psychological and mental issues. And it was like, oh my God, she's having a mental breakdown. Meanwhile, it's like, you have no idea what it's like to be her.
Right.
Having paparazzi follow. Can you imagine having paparazzi screaming your name on like one of your worst depressed days? So like, it's just like a big fuck you. And I think she broke, obviously, and now she's like on her way back up, but I can still see how she's got a big facade on still. Like, she's still doing a lot of the, like, she's trying to prove to everyone she's not mentally unstable. And I'm just like, Britney, fuck those people.
You're
fucking Britney goddamn Spears. You are queen supreme goddess. Like, do you know what I mean? Make Justin fucking beg your ass back. I don't care who he's fucking married to. Jessica, I want your twin flame to come in too. I'm sure he's fucking magical and magnificent. It's not Justin. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. I hate to be the bearer of bad / great
but
news.
I know this. Yeah.
We feel it. It's like that too good to be true connection. It's like, oh, no. No, it's Justin and Britney. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga need to get married and have babies tomorrow. I want happiness for everyone involved. Right. His ex-wife, she can go find her twin flame. Like, whatever, whatever. Yeah, but, like, I'm sorry. Stop blocking twin flame connections. Yeah. We just got to go for it.
Well, that's the super... as magical as it is, the depressing part of the whole twin flame thing is that they might not make it in this lifetime, you know? I know, which, right, it kills us.
Every night in my dreams, I see you. So that was a little from Titanic. I couldn't bring the heat
to the ultimate, right? The ultimate twin flame.
Leo and Kate, I've already talked about it. Give me a fucking break.
I'm telling you. When will they realize?
Well, it's really up to, and really it's about going within. Because we think the twin flame relationship is outside of us. It's the more you go within and do your own work, it's going to happen. Hopefully in this lifetime for all of us. Mm-hmm. But it is linked to your spiritual work. And I think it's really linked to your self-worth and your faith in God / goddess.
Right.
Because your twin flame is actually meeting God or goddess in human flesh. Mm. Meeting yourself in the flesh. So that's what it is. It's because we forget God is not something outside of ourselves. We are all facets of God walking this earth. So your twin flame will represent your truest reflection as God / goddess. So it's this crazy thing. So the more that you see yourself as the God and goddess you truly are, the more you can bring in your physically manifested, mirrored God, goddess version.
Mm-hmm.
But it only comes as you truly see your own divinity. And you can't fake that either. Because a lot of people in the spiritual community, it's like, yeah, you can hashtag, you know, the words as much as you want. And this is coming to myself as well. This isn't me trying to like shit on it. We can say it and we can affirm it. But real, true self-love, embodied union in that way, it's not something you can fake. But the good news is your intent matters. So the more you put that out there, the more it's just going to happen on its own timeline. But I'm a big believer. As you can see, I got fairies everywhere painted. It's just about believing in the magic and knowing that nothing's ever truly lost. So I watched Practical Magic actually the other day.
I love it.
My friend Candy, she's like, you gotta, because I'd watched it years ago and forgot. Yes,
oh,
Candy!
Yeah. Oh God, I loved her. Yeah.
She brought up Practical Magic. I'm like, oh my God. I think I had said I hadn't seen it. I had seen it, but years and years ago. And she's like, what? You? She's like, you need to rewatch that. So it was free on HBO once again. I watched it and I'm gonna give away some spoilers.
Really?
But Sandra Bullock, her husband passes,
yeah,
and she's defeated. She's, you know, and it's so many of us, whether someone has passed or it's a horrific breakup, we think, well, that's it for me. I'll never love again. And to me, the movie shows like real magic. You don't have to do the spells and the cauldrons. It's about self-belief. And even if it feels like, oh, I'll never love again, this thing, you know, I've lost it in this life, true love always finds a way in. Sometimes it just takes time, and sometimes, you know, space is built in so you could mm-hmm. first really love yourself and know that with or without a partner.
That's a great way of, space is built into that's
yeah,
that's
perfect. Because it's what you were saying too. It's that tricky thing of, okay, so I'm whole on my own, but also that's me as well. You know, it's a crazy thing to think of someone completing you while also not completing you because you were already whole.
Right.
It's complicated and confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
But man, I'm such a romantic. You know, I can't wait for the twin flame union to happen in my life.
That's
like
that
for
good
real.
Stuff.
Oh my God. I'm ready to fucking party my dick off. You know what I mean? Like spiritual party my dick off.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I have so many dreams and visions I get of what that's going to be and the limitless possibilities that can happen once in it. And I'm just like, I mean, I'm already trying to get there on my own, obviously, and manifest some crazy shit. But like, oh, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
And then Shane, who I'm sure is listening to me, you know, he's in seventh grade. He's going to be dating soon. And I'm going to have to be so not annoying because as a twin flame proponent,
right.
I have to let him have his own experience and not be so nosy or like trying to guide his journey. But like, I am going to be so annoying.
You're
I'm going to have to
mama,
check myself.
You know, you gotta watch
I know.
That, yeah.
I know. Well, I already feel like I know who his twin flame is, so he like hates me. He's like, shut up. So I just have to learn to like take a seat, you know?
It's hard. It's
yeah,
hard.
Shut
Especially
your mouth.
When you see it, it's like Bradley Cooper. Yeah, it's like you
I know.
See it.
Like, and I just know because they've brought me already so much light. Like watching their interviews, I laugh and I cry. Like emotion can just move through me watching the two of them together, and I'm just like, oh my God. I hope this happens, but you can see, like, you can see her kind of, like, for real falling in love, but, like, not wanting to, because she's probably like, okay, it was just a movie, like, don't let it become the personal life, and I'm like, no, it is real life. You guys are in love. You guys are in love.
Have you written them a letter yet?
Like, not yet, yeah. But my Twin Flame Tuesday
is
100% them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow. I'll be letting the world know.
Rock on.
Hell yeah. Okay. I'm so happy you went to Twin Flames. Do you feel like you know who your twin flame is?
Yes. But it's super, like, it's...
I love it.
Super painful.
I get it.
Yeah.
So I get
I'm
it.
I'm just like, oh, God.
So that's where your statement came in of, like, who knows if it's going to be this lifetime.
Well, yeah, because from my understanding, because I had this connection with this person, and I didn't know anything about twin flames at that time. This was like a recent learning about it. But when I did learn about it, I went back like 10 years, and I was like, God, this is the only person I felt all this.
You're like,
with.
Shit.
And I was like, God damn it. You know? But...
Trust if this person truly, truly, truly is your twin flame. It's like magnets. And there's a Rumi quote, what you seek is seeking you.
Yeah.
And it to me, it goes right to the twin flame love, as well as other things like career and abundance and everything. But that longing we all have to connect in that deep, deep way, we all have it, man and woman, no matter if you're straight, gay, bisexual, whatever. We have this longing because it makes us come alive.
Right.
It's the dream of life. It's the dream we're living. So that person... if he is the twin flame, which sounds like he is, as you claim your light and your worth, it's undeniable. It's magnets. Like attracts like. Nothing can stop destiny.
Yeah. I mean, there's always the hope. But like when I first read about it, what I came to understand was that, okay, yes, you have this twin flame and that's a good thing. That's a great thing. However, there's also, you came down at the same time, right? To work out past life stuff.
Oh, yeah. Karmic shit is
right.
Big time.
And so there are stories of people who are like, I get it. It's not going to be this lifetime. I've got to work through my stuff, which is this. That I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. No, fuck
exactly.
That.
Right. Right, exactly.
Dude, what the fuck? It's like being like, Mom, can I have a pancake in the next life, honey? Yeah. In the next life. No, fuck that. And I there was a time where I said, okay, maybe in the next life we'll come together. And, you know, the person even said, fuck the next life.
That's great.
Yeah. But, you know, it kind of infused me with hope at that moment. But and I still am holding on to that thing where it's like, it's up to us. It's
and you I'm know, not trying to take away your hope. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, no. I get it. I get it. The hope isn't outside of you. That's the point. It's like the next life, all that. It's up to you. You're the one writing your story. Right. Even though we often feel powerless or like we're holding on so tight to something, and the tightness is the way we think it has to go. This journey is about God/goddess and the actual limitless nature of that being. Nothing is impossible. Even though into a human, it can feel impossible to the human ego feels like, you know, we don't live forever. We're going to die. But the truth is we go on forever. We are eternal consciousness. We just, our form changes and shifts and, but once again, those of you who are really seeking that twin flame thing, it can happen in this lifetime. You just got to keep doing the work and loving yourself and making your life with or without that person the best it can be.
Right.
And
I think that's what it comes like. Right. Just make your life as good as you want it to be. And I think you're opening the right pathway that way for your twin flame to come.
But I'm not settling for anything less than Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Yeah.
Good.
And none of you can fool me, motherfuckers. Okay. I don't care how many likes your pictures get or whatever. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you can put flowers around a thing. Like, the twin flame union is a feeling.
It's global. You can be on one side of the earth and the other person. And that.
Yeah, and we just need to get real, too, because there are some couples where it's like they're both nice people, so you go like, oh, but I want to just be happy for them, right. You know, but it's like, but no, it's just not right. And like it makes you feel like a bitch to take that stance in a sense, but like we know what's up on a deep level. And this is also why it goes to such a deep place, is so many of us growing up, we've been taught to not be true to our feelings, and our parents go, no, be nice, be polite, and we start not believing ourselves because we'll feel in our intuition something being off, but then the adults will say, no, it's good, it's okay, and you're like, no, but I'm hurting, and I'm this, no, you're fine. So we start to disconnect and not believe ourselves, and that's what makes the twin flame thing seem so far off or out there. It's because we cut off from our intuitions and our magic and our truth. So once again, it's about the whole union is about coming back into our truth, which we might not have held on to since we were 4 or 5. Yeah. That could have been the age that we had to like push it out. But you're allowed to not hit like on on people's pictures, even if they're both nice. If you're like, oh, that union feels off. You're allowed to go like both people, but I don't like them together. Yeah. It doesn't feel real, or it's lacking that umphness. And I'm telling you don't see it that often. Twin flame unions as of yet, some are together, but a lot are still trying to find their way together. I'm very passionate. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I watched the first, I'm on the third, fourth season or something.
Okay. So Emilia Clarke, Khaleesi, and Kit Harington, Jon Snow are twin flames in the show, and they're actual twin flames
in real life.
Yeah, but he married Ygritte.
Yeah, that's right. I remember.
And you know what? I liked her in the show, and I'm sure she's lovely. It's not. It doesn't elicit fire. But I get it. I get why people are like, oh, it's that kind of feeling. Oh no, I don't need that's a wet blanket. Yeah. I don't need that shit. Right. I need Khaleesi, Jon Snow fire. Yeah. Okay. Don't bring me bullshit and expect me to hit fucking like on that shit. Okay. I've gotten to fight on Instagram with people about this. And they love being like, are you out of your mind? No, because it doesn't elicit fire. Shane's in the other room. My vagina knows real fucking fire. It only moves for the real fucking thing. So thank you for letting me go on this rant. I apologize that it's a topic I'm very passionate about.
Oh, I didn't get to the part in Game of Thrones where like they're, I think that's the part where I'm getting to, where like they're about to meet each other.
It's amazing.
Thanks, Kate.
It's amazing. And when they bone, oh my God.
Yeah, is it it's better just, than when...
you just feel it.
Yeah.
It's better than what? Than what?
You greet?
That What's was her name? That was nice. I mean, he was like, you know, he was like a virgin. Yeah, and that was cute. You know, nothing. Like, like when that was happening in the cave thing, I was like, okay, like, all right. Like, I wasn't against them, but like, come on, Jon Snow and Khaleesi, Daenerys. Like, you just, like, I'm like, are we playing around, people? Like, I love when people are like guessing what happens in the show. It's like, oh, are they going to end up together? I'm like, are you, if they don't, we need to riot. Like, are you out of your mind? Like, don't we already know this? Yeah. And it's just like, but I get it. Because I also, look, when Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel first got married, I was like, yay. Like, I wasn't awakened yet. Because I thought that that's what love was.
Right.
Love goes even, it's a deeper, crazier, alive feeling that so many of us almost want to pretend isn't love. Because then we're like, oh, well, then I'm going to be stripped to the bone. Mm-hmm. But that's what this is all about. So... I'm clearly very passionate about it.
As you should be.
Thank you. Well, I've lived, you know, I've gotten divorced. I've called off 2 weddings. Mm, I've been through my shit. Right. I've been in awful breakups that have devastated me, and it brought me to the point where I'm like, I'm not fucking around anymore. If you ain't my twin flame, get a step in. I don't, why? So I can cover up my pain or a wound for 5-6 months, a year, 2 years, but then just have to say goodbye again. Like, I'm good. I'll make my life dope on my own until the real deal. And we're, it's like magnets, until we're both like in awe of each other and want to fucking do it. I'm not settling. And it's all good. You know, I feel bad a bit because so many people are in relationships. So they're not totally happy in. I'm with you. This isn't me being against you. This is me saying you can go for more, even if you're not ready to leave for a year, whatever, you know, but I'm with you. We all deserve abundance. We deserve the most out of this life, career-wise, friendship-wise, love-wise. Do not settle. Set the bar higher.
Yes. I couldn't agree more.
I'm almost embarrassed I went on such a
rant. No, it's like I'm going into it.
Look, okay, good.
Keep saying
I'm glad you listened to my twin flame episode.
Yeah, it was I was like on podcasts. I was just looking up different podcasts and I like wrote in twin flames and I was like, I know all the other ones that I've listened to. This one's new. And then I like listened to it and I was like, why is this so familiar? Why? And I was like, Kate Wolf.
So you didn't even know it was mine at first. I didn't even know. Oh, that's hysterical. Yeah. Well, and
that was months ago, right? You came out with that. Yeah.
It was almost a year ago that I put out that one. And, you know, and I know we have to wrap it up, but I mean, it's my podcast. Yeah. But like, it goes to, and I talked about this on the Twin Flames one, it goes to Adam and Eve, but it goes back to Jesus and Mary Magdalene. I mean, Adam and Eve is like obviously the OGs of twin flamage, and it doesn't have to be a male and female in the physical body, whatever, whatever. This isn't anti-gay at all. You can be gay people can, homosexuals, however you say. You can,
it's the energy, yeah.
So it doesn't limit it to that. But why it's also so important is that Jesus Christ had a twin flame, Mary Magdalene, and she was his complete equal. But the fact that she's still not regarded as where Jesus is in our society, it just shows the offness. And I talk about the Sri Yantra all the time, which you might know. It's sacred geometry for this divine union of the masculine and the feminine. And until we see for real women as equal, meaning God and goddess both raised up in their proper place, you know, this twin flame thing is still all off. And but yeah, Jesus had a twin flame. Mary Magdalene brought in Christ consciousness, the female form. Jesus wasn't walking alone, people. He had a badass woman who, when he was crucified, she was supposed to take over, quote unquote, supposed to take over the church. But, you know, the church instead decided to bury the divine feminine and pretend she never existed. Or if she did exist, she was they called her a whore or a harlot, which is adorable. Yeah. Everyone, go fuck yourselves.
And here we are with Brett Kavanaugh and all that. And there, the whole case. There
exactly. Exactly. And it's still just being, you know, it's like as the goddess rises back up, you know, it's a little, we're all gaining our footing.
How do we burn her? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She's a witch. Burn her. It's like, but all that's dying away. Thank God for everyone. Thank God and goddess. And that's the thing, even just saying, even the fact that we just say God and not God slash goddess or whatever. And a lot of people say, oh, well, God encompasses goddess. Absolutely. But it's like when we only say he, like, you know, when you write a paper and it's like, right, he stands for he and she. Suck my dick. Then how about she? Do you ever hear someone go, oh, she just stands for he and she?
Yeah. They'd be like, whoa.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'll say goddess. Goddess encompasses God. Right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
see
it.
See how they,
Yeah. The goddess is back and she's painted on my wall. Okay. She's got a jellyfish. I painted the jellyfish because hoes be jellyfishing. Mm. I just love jellyfish, but I do like saying that. I said it to Shane.
Be jellyfishing?
Yeah. I was like, Shane, I painted jellyfish because hoes be jellyfishing. He was like, huh, and walked away. I was like, that was a really funny joke, and I don't feel like anyone's laughing at it. So thank you for being the first.
I got you.
Well, thank you for coming on. I definitely feel like I went on too much of a rant for some of it, but.
No, what are you kidding me? It's, you can feel the fire and passion coming from you. It's hard to match that, you know? It's like, I want you to keep singing. So please.
A Star is Born. I'm watching it tomorrow. Real quick. A Star is Born. The title. Cause this is the fourth time they made this movie. Really? They had it with Judy Garland. They had it with Barbara Streisand. So now it's Lady Gaga.
Okay.
And I just love the whole A Star is Born concept, mm-hmm, too, because it's like we're all stars. We're all light beings. And it's all about letting our stars shine and like letting it come out. And I just feel like Gaga and Cooper.
Live it.
Let your star shine together. Let it. Seriously, it'll be a whole new level for both of them, a whole new vulnerability. And I just need it to happen.
I can see you like in the papers when like this movie comes out. You have like fan.
Them kissing and I'm in the background like,
you have like this giant sign.
Love is real. I knew it. Yeah. I can't. I've predicted so many twin flame couples. I can't wait till it starts actually happening, so I can just do the I'm right dance and be real obnoxious. I knew it.
What about Brad Pitt and which one do you think? I've heard both people say it was Jennifer Aniston, and I've heard people say it was Angelina Jolie as the twin flame. Which one are you?
Let me tell you something. Okay,
talk to me.
It's not Angelina Jolie.
Really?
It's not Angelina. Angelina Jolie, her twin flame, I believe, is Billy Bob Thornton. Mm. They wore fucking vials of each other's blood around their necks, okay? And when she was with Brad Pitt, you could see Brad Pitt slowly looking more and more like Billy Bob Thornton.
I didn't realize that. Yeah.
It was almost like, because like he's not as attractive as he was. Him and Jennifer Aniston, I believe, are twin flames. I'm not 100%, but I do believe. I think that they're twin flames, but I think something did happen in their relationship that kind of sputtered the fire out for a bit. Like, they had to go off on their own and do some things, but I think they might come back together. But if they do, they both better bring the fucking heat. Like, they can't come back together. Like I need them to come back together. Cooper Gaga style. I want to see a fucking movie where they dig into their depths. You know what I mean? Like bring it.
I got to see that. I got to see it.
Yeah. So no, I think Angelina Jolie, I think her energy is a lot more Gia. Remember her movie back in the day? She's a lot more,
oh yeah,
she's got a lot more, and I'm not saying in a bad way or a good way, whatever, she's got this like darkness or like an emo whiskey, like she's got, you know, like she's
Jolie.
Got that Jolie, right. That to me matches a Billy Bob Thornton in that way. They're a lot more rocker. I think Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston have rocker within, but it's a whole other vibe that they bring it out. It's a lot more wholesome, apple pie-y. If you like that shit, that's why we have all different couples and different flavors. Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton, it's a lot more like tattoos and, I don't know, you know, rocker motorcycle shit. Once again, I would love to see Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston on a motorcycle, but they have a whole other thing. Yeah, I'm clearly very passionate about that. And some people get annoyed because they disagree. You're allowed to disagree. Anyone listening, you want to think Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are twins? I laugh at them. You want to think they're twin flames, by all means, be wrong. But
I was going to say, but you're wrong, yeah.
I know. I like being an asshole sometimes.
Feels good, right?
Yeah. Well, it's just the Cooper Gaga thing has given me life. But anyway, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much. This was wonderful.
Everyone, be on the lookout for your soon-to-be podcast, probably called The Hunt. We're not totally sure. Yeah, yeah. We're going to be brainstorming, maybe working on logos after. I just actually designed a logo for someone else. Someone reached out to me. I'm a fan of hers on Instagram. She reached out. She was like, did you design your own podcast logo? And it was just so funny because you had just contacted me about podcast stuff. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, do you maybe want to do mine? And I was like, what are we talking for? How much? You know, I was like, and I got to design. It was so fun. Like, in my mind, I've never been like, hey, do you need me to design? You know, but it was an interesting thing where I was like, huh, okay.
Designer. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Okay. So where can people find you? Twitter, Instagram.
Oh my God, I'm such a terrible person. I have Facebook and that's about
That's it.
I have Instagram and I'm still only building shit up now. I had a Twitter and
look her up on Facebook if you want. It's thanks. Karuna Kasturi.
Yeah.
Hopefully her podcast will, because I have like rolling listens. So sometimes people listen to a podcast years after.
Right.
So hopefully by then you will have it. So right now it's the year 2018.
If it's 2019
or past, check out The Hunt or whatever the podcast is going to be called. It'll be out there. You're amazing. I'm so happy you came. We're going to be hanging for the day. And for me, guys, check out my album 1111. Check out my rap video. Labia game. Twitter, Instagram at the Kate Wolf, 2 F's. And please, anyone who wants a healing, I forgot it for a second. I forgot my email. kwolf27@gmail.com. This is how happy twin flames make me. This is this,
I you know you saying? Should, like, if people could see you, it's just like this light coming
love.
On.
It's Twilight love. It's Gaga Cooper love. It's Game of Thrones shit. It's that thing that we all want, whether we want to admit it or not. You can be totally into your career, totally into your friendships, but come on, motherfuckers. You want to fall deeply in love. Are you kidding me? Like, it makes the world go round. It's the divine union of God and goddess in the physical form. Are you fucking kidding me? So let's do this, okay? I don't want to end it like that. That was crazy.
It's a great way to end. Are you kidding?
Let's do this. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Karuna, thanks for coming on.
Thanks again. This is wonderful.
Yay. Bye.